Deep in the basement at the DMA, below the glass display cases packed with sparkling gold and ivory, there's a room that holds treasures of tarnished silver.
This is the object studio.
Fran Bass is the objects conservator here, and she, along with chief conservator Mark Leonard, are working to uncover the stories behind silver-plated pieces in their collection, like this 19th-century silver-plated cruet set. The foot-tall piece looks like a spinning carousel with openings for glass bottles of oil and vinegar. The silver has elaborate embossed images of pheasants, rabbits, grapes, and fish.
This is about as high-end as you get for a dinner table accessory.
Just a few years ago, Leonard says, pieces like this might not have made it to the public.
It probably would have sat in storage, waiting. You wouldn't want to take the risk of doing more harm.
See, they don't know the best way to clean and preserve the antique because they don't know how it was made. Details like how many times it's been replated or the base metal underneath. And for a long time, the only way to find that out was to remove a hunk of it for analysis.
And quite rightly, most curators don't like to have large chunks taken out of their works of art.
Which is where traditional art meets newfangled technology. In a lab at UNT's Discovery Park, there's a massive piece of equipment with an even more imposing name.
So it's a dual beam, focused ion beam and scanning electron microscope.
Better known as a FIB-SEM machine. Marcus Young is an assistant professor at UNT. He's using this machine to virtually peel away the layers of silver-plated artifacts, like these forks, without leaving a visible mark on the antiques.
What we do is we put our sample in. So you see the chamber's relatively small. We've got to fit it in here.
Then two different beams go to work for hours at a time. The first beam, the ion beam, removes microscopic pieces. And the second, the scanning electron beam, it scans the surface to produce 3D images that look like geological surveys.
We remove a cube and then we look at it from an angle and we see sort of that cross-sectional layer, a layer of silver, then a layer of nickel, and then the base metal.
Young says most American companies that made silver-plated teapots, vases, and candelabra, they kept their methods secret. And as manufacturing disappeared, that history was lost.
The record is only from, like, the advertisements and the manufacturers promoting the material, and they're not necessarily telling you how they do it.
The nanoscale investigation will help curators to tell a story. Mark Leonard points to one antique candelabra from 1935. The analysis showed weak adhesion between the base metal and the delicate silver plating. So the DMA now knows to take extra precautions for display and care of the piece.
And it will not only tell us a lot about our own collection, but should revolutionize the way that the field as a whole looks at silver plate objects.
So far, the DMA has sent a handful of items to Denton for analysis. There are hundreds more to investigate. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.